With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Pollinators are essential for healthy ecosystems. Unfortunately, they're not doing well across the board. During Pollinator Week, conservationists are encouraging people to take action to protect pollinators. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Insect populations have declined by more than 70% in the last two decades. Barbel Ehrig is the Oneida County Pollinator Coordinator and Lakeshore Restoration Specialist. She says there's no one thing that's led to the decline, citing habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use among the top causes. But there are things people can do about it. Ehrig says planting a native plant garden is a great way to support pollinators. Even starting small is a great way to help.
No matter what your landscaping capabilities or options are, you can do something, because you can start even with a flower pot on your balcony, if that's all that you have available, to grow some native wildflowers will support them.
Other things that can help are planting milkweed to support monarchs specifically, try to plant species that bloom at different times of year, leave dead stalks over winter to create habitat, buying or building a bee house also creates good habitat. Make sure bees have access to water, which looks different than something like a bird bath.
It would need to be somewhat of a just like an eating bowl, maybe filled with some stones that are above the water to provide a landing pad.
You can tour some pollinator gardens in the Three Lakes area this Sunday from noon to 3 as part of Oneida County's Pollinator Week. The tour includes the Bee Lawn and Native Flower Labyrinth at the Healing Nature Center, a 3-acre native prairie at James Lake Farm, and a pollinator garden at the Three Lakes Center for the Arts. You can learn more about the tour and open house at the Healing Nature Center at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Governor Tony Evers stopped in Antigo as part of his annual statewide pothole patrol tour, highlighting road improvements and the workers behind them. Joined by Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman, Evers worked alongside local public work crews filling potholes while discussing transportation investments across the state.
Really important work that we see across the state with roads everywhere. We've done 9,600 miles of roads across the state of Wisconsin, and if you want to put it in a context, you go from here to Florida and back three times, and that's about what we've done so far.
Evers says the tour is also a chance to recognize the men and women who maintain Wisconsin's roads and remind drivers to slow down in work zones. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A suspect wanted by Iron County, Wisconsin authorities has been captured in Fond du Lac County. The Iron County Sheriff's Office had been seeking 50-year-old Toby Mullins of Rib Lake. A warrant issued for his arrest accused Mullins of burglary of a dwelling. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office says they have him in custody. A deputy saw Mullins shortly after noon Tuesday riding a bicycle. Mullins was recognized by the deputy as having an active warrant. Mullins dumped the bike when the deputy tried to make contact and ran away on foot. A number of law enforcement agencies, a canine, and a drone were used to help track Mullins down in a marshy area. The National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition is wrapping up an oral history project in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The project has gathered video testimonies from over 360 indigenous survivors across 19 states. These stories will be preserved in the Library of Congress. The project aims to document the systemic abuse endured in boarding schools. Survivors retain ownership of their stories, deciding if they go public. The project's next phase will be more inclusive and costly, aiming for a broader understanding of the boarding school experience. A federal judge says historical and science-based displays removed from national parks and monuments must be restored by July 4th. Catherine Carley reports.
A coalition of conservationists filed a lawsuit after nearly 60 items were deemed as improper partisan ideology by the Trump administration and taken down. Bill Wade is the executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers, one of the plaintiffs in the case. He says park employees consider education a large part of their job.
One of their primary responsibilities is to serve the visitor And that includes giving them accurate information, even about things that sometimes we're not very proud of.
The Trump administration must also give the court a weekly update on the restoration process. The National Park Service and Interior Department have filed an appeal. I'm Catherine Carley.
Michigan regulators have set a goal to limit energy costs for low-income households to 6% of their income, but the program is still in development. For years, Michigan has relied on a patchwork of assistance programs to help residents avoid utility shutoffs. Advocates and lawmakers say those programs often run out of money and offer only temporary relief. State regulators say there's no timeline for implementing the affordability goal. Michigan Public Service Commission spokesperson Matt Helms said an implementation plan is expected by February. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.